You can always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Scheman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. This is what I'm talking about. So far, so good, Chris. He was going to do love songs for Valentine's Day, and I said, well, you got to keep it upbeat. Rick Astley's perfect.
When Chris first got his new haircut last month or a few weeks ago, his hair was almost like, it was puffy like Rick Astley.
Yeah.
Not quite as bad. But
well, she did the blow dryer and the product and all that.
I don't think Rick, I don't think Chris really got a haircut. I mean, it's still long in the back. I mean, I don't know what you got.
But what is it in the front?
Business in the front, party in the back.
Bingo!
Exactly.
Really?
Mullet's making a big comeback in America.
Are
it
they?
It is not.
Yes, it is. You can say it's not.
Where?
It is.
Show me.
Country.
Country music.
You're not going to grow a mullet.
The hell I'm not.
He's already on his way.
I'm on my way. Do you not see the short on the side and I got the flow going in the back?
See how it's flipping out in the back?
See how long that lasts.
I will tell you how long it will last. It will last to the middle of April.
For the record, the wife does not like it.
She does not like it, but it does give her something to pull on in the middle of the night, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I don't know what you're saying, Chris.
Like, I won't say it.
Rick Astley fan likes the song choice.
He should.
He should.
Dopey says
we've met Rick Astley fan. He was at our texture.
Dopey says so. The Hawking Blue Chew, and in order to get it free, you have to use a code word Peter. Does anyone else say something funny with that, or is it just me? Dopey, I love you.
What a coincidence!
You're becoming the new. You're almost going to get switched nickname to Day Late Dollar Short Part Two. The reason why, which I explained already, I came up with that code name for that exact reason that you're thinking. Kind of clever. But we talked about this like on Monday.
Right.
So, but yes, your observation is correct. And that's fine.
Yeah. Code word Peter.
Yeah.
Because your first name is Peter.
Yeah. And you know,
that's why.
It's kind of a play on words.
A Peter.
Get it?
Yep. Got
it. All right. I think we're all caught up.
Nailed it.
A lot of texts coming in. We're asking texts and phone calls. What's your game plan tonight? I am nosy and curious. What are you in for already? I think the average around the room is $70 plus.
I'm 62.
Okay. Actually, no, I'm going to take that back. It's going to be more because we're going out to dinner with another couple tomorrow night,
That's not Valentine's Day.
No.
That's just February 15th.
Well, it's only because we didn't want to go out on Valentine's Day. We wanted to go out on Saturday.
And I'm getting a hotel room tomorrow night, but that is really counting for the wife's birthday, not for Valentine's Day.
All right. So 60 to 70-ish. Okay. Yeah, I want to see what everybody else is in for.
By the time I pay for everything.
Yeah.
But this is birthday included.
Yeah.
Well over a grand.
Dumpster fire. Did he text in about how he's going to handle this tonight? If it's on the go, is it at home or on a restaurant?
He said, he did.
He did? Did I miss
Dumpster fire is going to do the engagement before they go out to eat. So he's going to do it at home. He said something about purchased a house. Things are very stressful lately. So it's going to be a nice moment.
I got it. I saw it. Okay.
She doesn't listen. I'm going to do this at home before we go to dinner. She isn't expecting it. Okay. There you go.
All right. I hope it works out.
But then other texters are going in. His name is Dumpster Fire. How do you think this is going to work?
No, it'll be great. Don't let him bring you down, Dumpster Fire.
This will be our second engagement on our show with the listener. We had newly engaged guy, and that did not work out well at all.
I think he needs to call in and really tell us, because I have other questions of how the...
Well, he's doing Bonefish Grill.
What's the process?
Did you win a $50 gift card from us last week?
Ooh, that would help.
That'd be nice.
You just told our audience where this guy's going to go and go get engaged tonight.
He texted us. Well, he's getting engaged at home.
Yeah,
But then he's going out. We maybe at Bonefish Grill.
It's out there now. It's going to the Bonefish.
It's already out there. Which one? Don't say.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question.
There's one on 41.
One down the street
There's
over here.
There's two on 41. One in Naples, one in Fort Myers.
Is
it Bonita?
It's in that area.
It's in that gray area.
Yeah.
I don't go down there all that often.
But is it going to be like, hey, honey, get your coat. By the way, want to marry me? We have reservations in 20 minutes. I'm sure it would be much more romantic than that. But I mean, how are you gonna? You gonna plan that out timely? A cocktail at home, a glass of wine at home, or something, and then you're gonna get down on one knee. You're gonna make her go on a scavenger hunt.
Get down on one knee.
I'm really interested.
That's something.
Eventually, yes. But
that's something I did not do that I wish I would have done.
Oh, I did.
Why?
Was get down on the knee? I thought it would be too corny. And looking back on it, I wish I would have done it.
Did you ask the in-laws for the father-in-law for permission?
The father and the mother-in-law and the grandparents.
Good move.
Yeah.
Pete,
I told the grandparents and the mother that this is what I was going to do.
Yeah.
And then I asked the father-in-law.
Yeah. Asked knowing you were still going to do it anyway. That's a classy move. Pete, in your three times, did you ask the father-in-law for permission for the woman's hand?
Two of the three.
I'm such an
ass. Yes. And I didn't with my current one because her dad had already passed. Both her parents had passed, so. But yeah, they would have approved.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
Very good.
But I got down on one knee. And it was at a restaurant.
I did not get down on a knee. That would hurt.
You would have cried. You wouldn't be able
to
get back up.
I know. I don't cry. I'm telling you. I'm a rock.
You didn't cry at your wedding either, nothing?
No, I don't think I cried at my wedding.
Not even a sniffle, a tear, a formation of a tear in a tear duct. Nothing.
No. I think I was it's too big of a day.
Dumpster fire.
There's stress. There's everything. You just want to get through it.
Dumpster fire. I got her favorite beer shipped from New Hampshire, and I'm placing in a glass of that.
All right, back.
Well, I've seen people do that with champagne.
Dumpster fire, give us a call.
Yeah,
come on. 239-337 ESPN. We got to hash this out. In the meantime, it's time for a sports center rundown.
Which New Hampshire beer?
There can't be that many.
It's by the one from by the harbor.
I mean, did you watch the stuff on Tuesday night for their primary?
Primary?
No, I don't. I can't.
There's like 84 towns in the entire state. That's it.
Yeah.
I know.
Tiny.
Yeah, and but vast. I mean, it's...
They had one town.
Some have
five
like,
votes.
Yeah.
The whole town.
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah.
It's exactly. Not a town.
It's a metropolis, Chris.
That's a packed car.
Yeah. See what happens when your car gets stuck.
That's a cul-de-sac.
When your car gets stuck out there in one of those towns.
All right.
Telling you.
Time now for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
All right. The Everblades are back in action tonight. They take on the Atlanta Gladiators at 7:30. Coverage starts on our sister station, 770 AM WJBX at 7:50. Man City has been banned from European competition, including the Champions League, for the next two seasons after being found guilty of breaching financial fair play rules, UEFA has announced, and the Redskins have informed Josh Norman that they will be released, he confirmed to NBC Sports Washington earlier today.
We've got another engagement. These are like Woj bombs on free agency day.
Oh, man, oh, man.
239, longtime listener, first-time texter. I'm doing an engagement tonight by Nine Fish Naples. Make sure this guy doesn't outdo
me.
Outdo
me, please. Yeah. Well, that's...
Oh, Bonefish. It was a typo. Bonefish. We got another one at Bonefish.
Jesus.
This is going to be a big night at the Bonefish Grill tonight. We got a lot of engagements going on.
Facebook Live.
That's absolutely. Boston Pop says, I have a three-part plan. First, lunch and an orchid. Second part, craft beer and craft chocolate.
Pairing
at Palm City. And third part, nice surf and turf dinner at home, $100 to $120
bucks. I like that. That's what we're doing.
It's a nice evening.
We're doing that kind of a surf and turf at home tonight.
Wow, how many engagements do we have among our listeners tonight? This is unbelievable.
Facepalm, New Hampshire beer, a.k.a. Sam Adams Jr.
Is it a dark beer?
No,
you're not going to be able to see the ring in there.
That's my point.
Sam Adams comes in. It's probably, what month is it? February?
It's February, so this would be the winter. This would be the winter lager.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a different kind. But
which is a good Sammy Adams.
Yeah, most Sammy Adams, if I was drinking beer, is very good.
Green Falcon refers to his wife as Mrs. Falcon. he says, I'm in for about $100, which includes my daughter and son. Already hit a home run with Mrs. Falcon, but I'm afraid she has, again, gotten me something I likely wouldn't have gotten myself. I love that. That's fantastic.
Craig, you got a daughter and a son.
Yes.
Did you ever do Valentine's Day for the daughter?
Always.
What about for the son?
Always. Also.
Okay. All right.
But I had an ulterior motive with my daughter. I have always gotten her something. because I told her when she was real small, I said, I want to teach you how a man should treat
there
you.
There you go. That's nice.
On Valentine's
See,
Day.
See, my wife got my two boys Valentine's.
I think that's cool.
The one recognizes, the other's one. He doesn't.
Right.
But I thought it would be like, that could be her thing, right?
Yeah.
Since,
yeah, let her
you know,
that. That's cool.
Right, like that's her thing, and then I don't have to, not yeah. that I don't have to, but like that's their thing, right?
You don't
have to hone
in on that. Right.
Yeah, I don't need to overstep and be like, oh, I got you Valentine's Day stuff too.
See, my other part of parenting is I'm very conscientious about 50-50. What I do for one, I do for the other. So yeah, but I've always got my daughter and my son something for Valentine's Day. It's been part of the deal.
My my dog. My dog gets something.
Memphis Tom just texted in, filling out divorce papers together. Love is in the air.
Oh, my.
Well, you know what? If you guys are filing it together, congratulations. Seriously, congratulations. It must not be too bad.
I get they're still speaking. Wow.
Dumpster Fire says, Pete, it's called Sip of Sunshine is the beer. Okay. I honestly never heard of it. Probably, but sure it's good. Ashley is probably the spring beer called Snap. They come out early. I work for the distributor. Rick Astley Fran says that.
Oh, nice.
I'm not a big beer guy, so I don't know, but sounds nice. My dog gets something.
Yeah?
She gets a Valentine's Day bark box.
Well, bark
my voice. Yeah, she gets like one every 4 or 5 months, every three months, actually.
Yeah.
Which is a big box of stuffed toys and treats. We have more stuffed toys at our place for a dog.
Well,
and you know what the crazy thing is? She still plays with them.
Oh, I know.
Not all
I believe
of them,
it.
But for a 9-year-old going on 10 in November, she is still very active. She will still go and dig around and get her stuff out.
Here, you know, we had our dog for almost 14 years, and we always got her a present for Christmas and her birthday.
Absolutely.
She knew it. She had her own stocking, and she knew which stocking was hers and tore
absolutely.
That open and everything, and we wrapped in the whole deal. So
absolutely.
We got like 28 dog toys around it for all the birthdays and all the Christmases. But
347, bend down on one knee, pretend to tie your shoe, then get up and get the ring from your coat pocket. Hmm. My girlfriend has 3 kids, says Shulis. 2 girls, 1 boy. Should I get them something and what?
Okay, that's a big question.
Girlfriend.
It depends. I don't know how long you've been getting together, but if you need to impress her, that is a good thing to do.
I know you're going to.
I think you do it no matter what.
Yeah?
I think, and it doesn't have to be expensive. It can be the little box of chocolates for each of them.
Yeah, go to Target or Walmart and get yourself a box of chocolates.
CVS for all that matters.
Yeah,
or maybe get maybe get the girls like some flowers and the chocolate, like depending on how much money you want to spend on them. But you can do flowers and a box of chocolates for,
The box of chocolates.
$25 bucks?
The heart-shaped boxes of candy are cheap. I mean, they're less than $10. Go do it. You will look like a hero.
Absolutely. Anti-line smart guy. The Bang Bang Shrimp from Bone Fish will be so symbolic tonight.
Wow.
Yes. Yes, they will.
I love that down here. That was one of the first dishes I got down
bang
here.
Bang Bang Shrimp from
everybody down here. It's awesome. Yeah, but boy, I've had it there. It's delicious.
Tex-Mex is also going to pop the question tonight.
Jeez.
This is our third engagement tonight among our listeners.
No, hold on. What?
Yeah.
That's not what he said.
Yes. He says he's going to pop the question. I added the question.
I'm going to pop. Wow.
You were thinking something else.
Yeah.
He's gonna hit
because
her with
of my
that,
man Otis.
With
he's
that,
blaming Otis.
Yeah.
Or he's crediting Otis.
Yeah.
If anyone who listens to this show gets bleeped tonight, it will be because of my man Otis.
Yes, sir.
All right. My phone screener. We got callers 239-337-ESPN. Who's on line?
Ron in Fort Myers.
Ron in Fort Myers. Your name
up
Shepherd. Go ahead.
Did you put a name up there?
Hey. Yeah, I did.
You did?
No.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, Ron?
What's up?
Hey guys, how's the best radio show on radio doing today?
Better now that
fantastic.
You called.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Better now that you called. How about that?
Hey, excellent. I wanted to relay a quick little Valentine's story to you. I proposed to my wife on Valentine's Day many years ago.
Yeah.
She accepted, thank you.
Yes.
Promptly took her to meet my family.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
The following April 1st, which is just a couple weeks away, right?
Yes.
She broke up with me.
Oh! What happened? What happened?
I think my family was a little overwhelming, and it just took her back a bit. And she wasn't quite used to that, you know, Miami East Coast mentality. So.
Oh.
Miami bad. East Coast, do you mean formerly of New York, New England, the East Coast, they all moved down here, or what?
Well, I'm from Miami, so I was raised there, my family's there. But she was from Ohio, so when I took her to see my family,
too
they
fast
were
paced.
Like, whoa.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. When you marry somebody, you marry the whole family.
You married a family. But I got to tell you, it ended on a bright note because right after April, you know, we go into the summer, July 4th, we actually get back together. Mm-hmm. And 7 months later, we got married, and we've been married for 30 years since then.
Oh, congratulations.
All right.
So how do you get along with the parents now? It was.
Well, they're all gone.
Oh, I'm
They're all gone. But everything was fine after that.
There
was
no
issues. We had a great time. We got two girls. Every year, I always got the girls something on Valentine's, flowers, a little stuffed animal, something like that. Same thing for the dog, because they're all females. They all expect it, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't care what they say. Don't get me anything. That's the worst mistake you can make.
I totally agree.
Fact.
Totally agree.
Fact.
Absolutely. 100%.
All right. Thanks, my man. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it. Cowboy Cliff, as a married guy with a birthday on Valentine's Day, makes for a strange day.
Hey!
Luckily, we didn't get engaged on my birthday.
How about morning and night?
You're doing two-a-days now.
That's what this day is about. We don't have to sugarcoat it. We don't. This is what it's about for guys. We have 95% male listeners. We can call it what it is. This is a day for that. Especially on a Friday. If you mess this up tonight, you can't mess it up tonight. I don't know how you would go about messing this up for yourself tonight. Like, apart from walking in the house with another female, I don't know what you could do.
What if you get obliterated or something, or you have a little few too many
at
home?
Yeah, what if you take a nap?
And Craig's going to be in bed by 9.
I might be asleep on the couch watching. Well, I can't watch an NBA doubleheader tonight.
Oh,
that's
the Rising Stars game.
Yeah.
Davidson St. Bonaventure, good game at 7
well,
o'clock.
It also may also depend if I got Skittles riding on anything tonight. That you know.
I'll have a Valentine's Day Skittle play for you. My underdog of, not the year, but of the, I'll give it underdog of the month.
The holiday underdog play of the year so far.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that
holiday
a lot,
underdog
actually.
Play of the year so far in college basketball. Yep.
Mickey on a cell says, by the time the night is over, I'll have spent quite a bit of cheddar between Minnie, our four female mice, and four grand mice. I'll be out about $300 or $300 and brie.
Boston Pop says, what's my texter name? When you guys read my last text, it sounded weird. You're Boston Pops.
You're Boston Pops.
Don't read the
reason.
Bottom one, just so you know.
Okay. I don't even know what that means.
I know you don't know what that means. It cannot be said on the radio.
Really?
No. Yes.
That's a
no.
word?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll tell you during the break.
It's another, you know, B-side. No,
no,
birds
hold
and the
on.
Bees
yeah, we can't, hold on. We can't even attempt to go near this word.
Really? This is like an FCC fine type of word?
This is a clear act.
256.
I've never seen this word before.
I know you haven't. You're going to be disgusted when I tell you what it is, but this you cannot say this on air.
This from Jenna fan. Is he talking Jenna Jameson? I mean, what
I don't know, and I don't even know.
Oh, no, Jenna Lane probably.
I don't. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what it is. 256 says, my ex was mad last year because I stayed in to watch the All-Star game.
Yeah, that's on you. It's the NBA All-Star
Art the
game.
Bills fan.
It's not even a good All-Star game.
Art the Bills fan. I had too many tequila shots at Casablanca, Lupita. Bad Valentine's Day. Still married, though.
Very good. Not Jenna fans taunting me to say the word on the air. I won't because I'll probably get fired, according to Chris.
No, you cannot say
You
cannot say that word on air.
I will not. Wow, I could have just stumbled right into that.
No, I know. I know.
But then I shouldn't be fired. I didn't know what the word meant.
No, yeah, that doesn't fly. your employer's facing a hefty fine.
Wow, all right. I stand corrected. I shall not say
it. Come here, real quick.
No,
just come here.
No,
if come here.
No, he's going to show you the definition.
Come here.
I don't want to see.
Just come here. It's nothing.
Oh, God. Craig is adjusting his glasses to make sure he's reading it properly.
It means that.
Oh, geez.
You see this? See this example out there?
Yeah.
See? It's like Billy was going down the street. You get it now?
What kind of pleasure would be gotten from that? Who does that?
Facebook Live.
Oh, There will be no pumpkin pie on Valentine's Day.
See?
I just said there will be no pumpkin pie.
I know.
Pumpkin.
I feel we need to take a break.
I think that that's a great call right now, Craig Sheeman. A great call.
Okay. Later on, I may get into a police blotter with a university. It was Eastern Kentucky?
Western Kentucky. Was it Eastern or Western?
I think it's Eastern. West,
I thought you said Western, the Hilltoppers.
It might have been Eastern, though, now that I'm thinking about it.
You did say Western.
Oh, and since next hour, we'll have our pigskin picks. I did find out, I don't know if we said this on the air, because it was a question last week. I now know where the XFL Super Bowl is going to be. Have you guys heard this? Have we said it on the air yet?
No. Okay. I thought it didn't have it on Wikipedia.
Well, I now know the answer.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I'll have that next.
All right.
Stay with us. Pete, where are you going
to
be tomorrow?
Yeah, join me tomorrow, Saturday, noon to 2, at the new Edwin Watts Golf in Fort Myers. Now, it's formerly Lumpy's Golf for their grand opening sale. Tons of great deals. 50% trade and bonus towards tailor-made sim clubs. Callaway Maverick clubs are the new Cobra Speed Zone line. Up to 40% off select apparel. Up to 20% off shoes. $3 off any box of balls in stock. Are you kidding me? $2 off any glove in stock. Complimentary food as well by Firehouse Subs. So join me tomorrow, noon to 2, at the all-new Edwin Watts Golf in Fort Myers.
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd, happy Valentine's Day. Kiss. Love Gun, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Good job, Chris.
It was 10 or 11 when this came out.
What'd you think it was about?
Oh, I don't know. It was a pretty...
Actual gun.
It was a pretty risque cover. The cover had a bunch of women, scantily clad, sort of cartoonish with makeup on, and they were looked like stripper types looking up at the whole band and everything else. But let's see when it came out. 77, yeah. So I was 10. But I remember, because I got it for... Did I get it? I might have been a birthday present.
Yeah.
And I remember taking the wrapping off and my mother looking at it going, and then I'm singing the songs. I'm blasting it upstairs and I'm singing the song. I'm singing this song, not knowing anything about what's coming out of my mouth, just singing the words and just loving Kiss. But I still got to, that was when Christine 16 was on. That shocked me.
Yeah.
One of Ace Frehley's only hits.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
So Chris is going to play love songs all day for bumper music, and I warned him. I said, "This you're going to play a bunch of slow, sappy stuff," but he's not. He is delivering. In fact, many of these songs need to remain in the rotation.
I've done a good job today. We did Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
Yep.
We did Rick Astley, Never Going to Give You Up, yep. And then Love Gun right there.
Mm-hmm. I believe all three songs you played, I actually have in my phone, is songs that I have in my
Craig
Sheeman repertoire.
That? How about that?
Pretty good.
Let's see if I can keep it up.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
But Miley Cyrus will be played at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
That's a love song. It is. It's a love song about partying in the USA.
It's more of a love song about herself. Yeah. I was just coming back from commercial break, and I got cut short. I just discovered, if you like Stranger Things, the new teaser is out for season 4.
And it says in the teaser, so I'm just going to say it. It says it headlining the teaser.
Yeah.
Hopper is alive.
Yeah.
Which well, we kind of knew.
We
kind of
thought
knew.
He would be.
Yeah.
Chris, you didn't do the Stranger Things. You don't know what we're talking about.
No, I don't.
Oh, so you feel right now is why when you guys talk about Game of Thrones is how I feel.
But
right
you've
now.
Done Stranger Things.
Yeah, I'm all caught up.
I'm in the finale of The Stranger. You got to watch that. It's fantastic.
You know what? I think I've seen season 2 and 3. I don't know if I did one.
That's right. No, you didn't see season 1. I remember you didn't.
Because my kids started watching it over the holiday break, and I just picked it up where we left off.
But do you notice what I'm doing right now because I haven't seen Stranger Things? Am I bashing the show? Am I acting like I could somehow through, I don't know, magic, just understand the storyline, the plot right off the bat?
Right.
If I were to start watching Stranger Things, would I start with season 2, episode 6?
Absolutely not.
No, you I could. Would start one
you could.
One. No.
I think you could do it.
No, you could not.
I think you could.
No, because you wouldn't realize what Eleven went through. How she became 11, all that, we'd be totally thrown off. You wouldn't. She's the key to the whole series.
So you know what, Craig? I'm actually happy that one of your shows is coming back. I'm happy for you.
Wow, thanks.
Yeah. Oh,
you should watch it because one of the characters in there
What are you watching?
That is my wife, and she's probably not listening. She sent me. That is Chara playing with a squeaky toy because it's BarkBox Day, which I just talked about. Unbelievable.
Like, what the hell is that squeaky toy?
Yeah,
by the way,
I'm glad that's what it was.
Yeah.
Because you were Googling some stuff during the break.
Well, I was supply and demand. You were asking me questions, so I, you know, made sure I used my own laptop.
I do not allow, when I had the dog and or small children, I don't allow squeaky toys. That high-pitched squeak is like nails on a chalkboard to me, so I remove all the squeaky stuff.
She does it for like 5 minutes, 10
I know,
minutes,
but it still bothers me.
A lot of times she pops a squeak, so it doesn't take long. She has huge teeth.
Yeah.
But,
all right. Chris, I was about to say one of the characters in Stranger Things was a.
It's the guy.
A young adolescent.
11.
No, the lifeguard dude. He had a mullet. Really good mullet. You should have watched
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it takes place in the 80s.
Oh, look, guys, my hair can only grow so fast. Yeah.
He had a curly mullet.
I'm trying to get the I call it cabbage, that little, not curl, but the little, you know, that like when you put a hat on and you get a little flow going off the side
of
it.
Like Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, like Phil's got good cabbage. Like that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a little bit of cabbage out of the back.
All right, very good.
Oh, Lord. Little Quinn, your Jedi mind tricked him.
What did he say?
Hey, guys, all this talk about engagements, I'm thinking maybe I should ask my little woman to get married. I'll take her out to her favorite restaurant. This time, instead of a drive-thru, we'll go inside. I spent $450 trying to get the ring I want out of one of those machines at Walmart.
Yeah. And by the way, if you're just now thinking about maybe doing the engagement, you have to put more thought in than at 3:30 in the afternoon on Valentine's Day. So you can't pull that off tonight.
But if you do want to get engaged today, Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, head on down there at Coconut Point. By the way, you can stream us whenever you want, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Nicely done, Chris.
Very good.
All right, a couple of items of news I have for the both of you. First of all, since next hour we have our Pigskin Picks.
Sports.
Coming up in 13 minutes, though.
Ooh, the Friday sports test.
The Friday sports test.
It's exciting.
We are going to do this every Friday. And brought to you by the Boathouse on Naples Bay. It's going to be with each. You have levels. It has levels.
Yeah, it's like who wants to be a millionaire, kind of.
It's three questions. For each one you get right, you get more money and gift card value, if that makes sense. So anyway, the University of Houston will be the host to the XFL Championship.
Cougs.
And keep in mind, there is a team in Houston,
the Houston Roughnecks.
But so...
Why do they get to do it?
I don't know. It's April 26, 2020. And
it's outside.
It's a refurbished, it's a redone stadium.
Outside.
It's decent. But it won't interfere with any spring football going on in the state of Texas either, so it's all good. That's where it's going to be. The University of Houston will host XFL Super Bowl I or whatever we're calling it. So, anyway.
Extreme Bowl.
Is that what it is? Should be.
I don't know. It sounds good. Sounds pretty cool.
All right, now, may we switch gears to college football and fire up the police blotter?
Because we've
been very busy with the police blotter. So far, Kansas, Ohio State, and BYU have been represented. We have yet to get an SEC school on the board. And we have yet another school that is not an SEC school. They're behaving themselves here in this offseason.
That's fake. Don't pull over.
This is a fake siren. This is not on I-75.
Don't pull over.
Don't pull over.
By the way, crazy drivers on I-75 today. It's
insane.
How about last night? They got going the wrong way.
Yeah.
Well,
it's like gridlock. Like, there's no room in front, behind, and side. We're all, like, going into turn one at Daytona.
You won't make that mistake again.
No. Eastern Kentucky linebacker Michael Harris, a former four-star recruit who transferred from Auburn, by the way, was arrested on four different charges Monday morning in Grove City, Ohio, after he hoisted a police officer over his head, causing both of them to fall to the ground. Harris has been suspended from all team and football-related activities, according to a statement yesterday afternoon from Eastern Kentucky. As a redshirt freshman at Auburn last year, he played in 11 games and made three tackles. The video is out. It's incredible. It shows the 6'3", 245-pound Harris in a parking lot grabbing a male officer who's even bigger around the waist and lifting him up above his shoulders before falling on top of the officer. He was charged with obstructing official business, assault, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. According to police records, Eastern Kentucky University is looking into the matter. It's amazing video. It's out there. You can find it.
That's like the Hulk. I mean, you
favorite part of the video is the constant, like, the linebacker walks up to the cop with his hands down, and then the cop goes to, like, pull his taser out, and then he throws his hands up real quick, like his hands have been put up in the air the whole time.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is amazing. Who would have the guts to go up and grab an officer and lift him in the air? Who would do that?
Somebody in a very bad place, no question.
Yeah.
By the way, breaking news a little bit. No, don't need the sounder. It's not that kind of breaking news.
Medium news.
The borough name will remain in the LSU area beyond the school's record books for a while, as the Baton Rouge Zoo announced today that its new male giraffe will be named Burrow, spelled B-U-R-R-E-A-U-X.
There you go. That's quite an honor.
They have a giraffe?
Baby giraffe, yeah.
Baby giraffe. Baby giraffes are cool.
Was that like a meal ticket for Mike?
For Mike?
What?
The tiger.
No,
no,
they don't let the tigers and the giraffes together. That would be bad.
Zoo.
Well, that was my thought. Like,
no.
Burrow might not last that long.
Answer Burrow was one of the three finalists for the name, along with Romeo, in honor of the giraffe's parents, Rosie and Rowan.
Hmm.
And Kiyume, which is Swahili for masculine and strong.
Huh.
Like, Pete is Kiyume.
No, no. Said no one ever.
Pete is good.
Could be Kiyume.
Sticking with college football, did you hear who was an advisor for the Michigan State hiring of Mel
Swahili.
Tucker? Did you guys hear this?
No, spoke Swahili?
No.
Lieutenant Uhura in Star Trek.
Thank you.
No, Kirk Cousins.
Nick Saban.
Huh.
Apparently still tight with the Michigan State people.
Wow.
They called him and would like his advice, and Nick Saban was in the Mel Tucker camp.
Wow.
From day one and told them to hire them.
Did Mel Tucker ever coach with Saban at Alabama?
I haven't been able to find any.
Yeah, I don't remember him being on that staff.
I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, well.
Speaking of videos everywhere, every time I turn on my computer, I see this video of this American Airlines flight with the dude in the back row.
Coached at Michigan.
We have to talk about that. I'm sorry.
Unbelievable.
He coached at Michigan State 97-98.
Okay.
Grad assistant.
So the guy in the back row of the American Airlines flight can't recline his seat. The lady in front of him does recline the seat, and he spends the entire flight banging on the back of her chair nonstop, forever.
Ridiculous.
She's got it on video. She wants charges pressed against this guy, and she wants the stewardess who rolled her eyes at her to be fired. A CEO from Delta, again, this was an American Airline instance, said the policy should be you should ask for permission to recline and then do so. That's
my airspace. Absolutely not. That is my airspace. If you, Delta, don't want the chair to recline, don't give me the option. Absolutely not. I got into an argument with the guy on a flight from Miami to Paris over the summer because he put his knees in my back of my chair. I looked at him. I go, buddy, I'm going to lock my feet into the bulkhead in front of me and push my way back. It's going to hurt you a lot more than it's going to hurt me. So stop it.
You said that?
I said that. Yeah. I said that.
Describe this person you said this to.
Oh, a little French man who thinks he's better than me because he speaks French and I don't.
Is this when you
went to Paris? That was ridiculous. Go back to France. I didn't even know he was going back to France.
I'm 6'3". I've had my knees injured by somebody that just shoves
me
back
too.
Without looking or anything.
Me
and
too.
At that point, I shove my knees right back into his spine. Whoa, battle.
Then at that point, your knees are going to be bruised by the end of this flight because I will keep pushing back until you get it through your thick skull that this is my airspace.
It is.
And you need to figure it out that your leg's not mine.
Here's the problem. When I do what I do, I got leverage. You ain't going anywhere, son.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to bet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I win that battle. I win.
All right.
Once my knees are locked, they're not going anywhere. We're talking about my femur. Unless it breaks, you're not going back.
How bad will that hurt at 35,000 feet?
Fine. I'll have this plane grounded for medical treatment, and you won't get where you're going.
It's especially annoying when you have your laptop up watching a movie. And they do it because you're on your tray, and they just do it automatically.
Well, again, because like, Pete, you're about 6'1", 6'2".
I'm 6'2".
We're so high up, like giraffes, If somebody leans back, you're literally in our chin.
Oh,
you're literally in our chin.
You're like 3 inches taller than me. It's not making that much of a difference.
It does. It does.
Then you know what?
That's fine if you go. If I can lean back, which I don't normally do, I try not to as much. Maybe
I lean back a little. Maybe an inch.
A hair.
Yeah.
You know
hair.
What you two
Otherwise,
ogres need to do? You need to pay to be in the seats where it doesn't matter how far back I pay.
Well,
because us normal-sized human beings, we can sit in economy and it's not that big of a deal.
It's not about girth in this situation. It's about
length. Talking height.
I know.
Size
but
does matter.
You can't get
size
those seats
matters.
A lot of the time. They're taken.
It's not what my wife says. Sarasota Charles says there's no discussion here. The dude is acting like a child. She's allowed to recline her seat. I'll die on that hill. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I only move it back about an inch just to take the pressure off my spine. I will not put my. I don't want my head in somebody else's grill the whole time, have them breathe on me 2 inches away.
If everybody reclines, it's not an issue.
Yeah, but everybody doesn't. That's
it's not
problem.
An issue.
Well, then the stupid airline shouldn't put a seat in the back row that is up against the bulkhead.
That doesn't recline.
And can't recline.
Fact. That's the worst part. Is when you're in the back row and somebody has reclined and you are sitting there like in a, you know, 2x2. Got nothing.
Dallas the dog says on this day 3 inches does matter.
Here, here.
Get a first class seat if it's an issue. Yeah, I try to a lot. Sometimes you can't get it.
First class is $2,500 versus the $400.
Well, depending where you're going. I can get bumped up. I'm on a flight to Charlotte later next month. No, April I'm on a flight to Charlotte. I can get first class for $400.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you do it then if you want to like recline?
Because I'm 5'11", sorry. 5'11", I'm not 6 foot tall. I'm 5'11", and I don't need the extra.
We got Kyler Murray over here.
Are you kidding? Get out of here.
Oh, I'm 6 foot tall.
Get out of here.
Shula says, I'm 6'3", my knees are in the back of the seat regardless if it's reclined. Fact! It's very comfortable.
But the bottom of the seat doesn't recline. It's just the top of the seat. Like, that's all it is.
But you're in my face.
But if I can't recline backwards and I have my tray out and my laptop or whatever's on, and all of a sudden it's like pushed up against my bosom.
So what I do.
And the person, and then you start to lean back and the person behind you kicks you.
What I do instantly is as soon as you get the little overhead ding, boom, boom, my seat's going back. And it's going back until the flight attendant comes around as we're approaching landing. And tells me to please return my seat back to its original position.
And me anticipating your move before the ding-ding, my knees are square and locked and loaded in your back.
Absolutely not.
Art the Bills fan, never sit in the back. They always put the babies back there. Absolutely not.
That's not true. They put the babies wherever the parents are.
It's ridiculous.
I've sat in the front with babies.
That's a whole other issue.
They're all over the place.
Oh, you do feel bad driving around or flying with children.
Yeah.
I feel bad. And I know there's nothing I can do to stop the baby from crying. I don't want the baby to be crying, but sometimes babies cry, and I feel bad.
The looks from other people are fun. I've been there, done that. I'm glad I don't have to do it ever again. I am, because you're right. There's nothing
you guys
can do.
On that 8-hour flight, my wife brought out brought toys for the kids to play with,
right.
Which was a great idea.
For 40 minutes.
For 40, but whatever, 40 minutes, that gets you through 40 minutes closer to your destination.
Yeah, yeah.
She brought out a pack of balloons. I said, what are you doing?
No. That's not going to work.
She's like, no, balloons. We're not going to tie them up. We're just going to blow them up and let them, you know, do the farting sound.
Oh, my God. That's going to annoy the hell out of 300 people.
Plus the spit that comes out of it.
The oldest kid does it the first time, lets the thing go.
Of course.
And it goes all around the cabin and hits this poor lady right in the face. And you throw the hand up like when you foul somebody a little too hard in a pickup game in basketball. You put your hand up,
you look down.
She was very nice about it. She handed it back to me and she kind of smiled.
Oh, man. Was it a Tex-Mex? Says, I've been waiting for this topic to come across Craig's feed. This story's been out there all week. I haven't mentioned it, but every time I turn on my computer, it's a story from American Airlines. It is. Oh, man.
I usually don't have a problem with people leaning back, but it can be. I have had issues, and I've most of the time kept my mouth shut and just dealt with it.
If we're living in a society, if people would just acknowledge each other, hey, I mind if I move this back a couple inches, I'd probably let it slide.
Just an inch. Like sometimes, you know, you understand leaning, but you can't lean back.
Can make all the difference. You're right.
But you can't be the Chris move and just go, all right, boom, and just shove it back at them. You're going to injure somebody.
Sorry.
All right, it's time.
Yeah, I know. This is exciting stuff. This is really exciting stuff. We're going to crown our first sports expert.
We need to keep a list. And
I can keep a list.
I almost feel like this is plaque worthy at the end of the year, but you know, whatever. It's this is great. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Caller number 9. Going to get a chance to be this week's sports expert with the Friday Sports Test, brought to you by the Boathouse on Naples Bay. Brand new sponsors. We're very proud to have them on board. Visit the Boathouse on Naples Bay, overlooking the glistening waters of Naples Bay, and enjoy a terrific lunch, dinner, and their signature happy hour from 3 to 6 daily. Three questions coming up. Up to $75 to the Boathouse in Naples Bay, up for grabs. We'll do them in $25 increments. You get one question right, you get the $25. And you get two, you get $50, you get three, you get all $75.
And you'll have a lifeline.
And you will have a lifeline named Pete Shepard.
Me.
Exactly.
I'm your lifeline.
All right. So what we're looking for here, caller number 9, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. It's the Friday Sports Test next. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
This is the Friday Sports Test with Sheeman and Shepard, brought to you by the Boathouse on Naples Bay on 99.3 ESPN.
All right, here we go. It's the debut show, the Friday Sports Test. Thirsty Nick is caller number 9. Thirsty Nick, welcome. How are you?
Thirsty Nick.
Hey, guys, love the show. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. You bet.
Now, if you need a lifeline, I am your lifeline, and by a lifeline, I will give you a hint, okay? So that's the deal.
All right.
Got it.
So we're going to give you three questions. You get all three right, you get up to $75 at the Boathouse.
60 seconds to answer the question.
All right, here we go. Here is question number one, Thirsty Nick. What two Houston Astros players spoke with reporters yesterday outside the clubhouse?
It was Jose Altuve and was it...
If you're not sure, ask me for a lifeline before you make your final answer.
Okay, let me get the lifeline then.
Okay, the hint is they play second and third base for this team.
Oh, man. Is it... I don't really follow the Astros closely or even MLB. Is the guy's name Bellinger?
Ooh. No.
No way!
Yeah, the first part, right?
The first one was right. Jose Altuve. The second one was Alex Bregman.
That's okay.
That's
okay.
Right. That's all right. There's still chances here. Are you ready for Are you ready for your second question?
All right, let's get it.
All right, here we go. Who replaced Damian Lillard in this weekend's NBA All-Star Game and three-point contest?
Is it... Is it Middleton?
No.
No.
Again, if you're not sure, ask for the lifeline. The hint would have been.
He's got the one lifeline. He used his lifeline.
That's it.
One lifeline.
Oh, I thought it was one. Obviously, I didn't even know.
The correct answer would have been Devin Booker. Admittedly, that is a tough one. But we have one more for you here, Thirsty Nick. Your last chance. All right, here we go. Question number 3, the final question.
Yes.
On the Friday Sports Test, the Miami Heat have lost 4 of their last 5. Who did they get their lone win against?
Oh, no. Miami Heat. Oh, well, let's think. I don't get another lifeline, huh?
Nope, that's it.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, it really... the best I got is just a random guess.
Think really bad basketball teams.
Yeah, that's what I'm just trying to think. Something that they probably have played terrible. So,
hurry.
You know, it comes to mind a team like Orlando, but...
You need a final answer?
Gotta hurry.
Sure, okay, Orlando.
No!
It was the Golden State Warriors.
All right, the Warriors.
That's all right. Thirsty Nick.
I did a lot better in Wikipedia than I did.
Yes, Wikipedia is much easier. This is designed to be more difficult, but you will always be known as the first contestant on the Friday Sports Test. Thank you for playing. I appreciate it. Hey, what are you doing for Valentine's Day tonight?
Oh, my God. I asked my girls if we could go to a high school basketball game and then celebrate tomorrow.
And?
How did that go?
It did not. We are celebrating tonight.
Why, do you have a child playing in the game?
No.
No, I'm a coach. I wanted to go support a friend that's coaching a team that's playing tonight.
Oh, you got no chance. Come on.
Once
you got no chance.
No, once a coach, always a coach. I understand what he's coming
from. Not on Valentine's Day.
No.
I learned the hard way, guys.
All right.
All right, man. Have a good weekend. No. Thanks a lot. Thursday
have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Wow.
All right.
Well, there you go.
I officially love this game.
It was fun, right?
Absolutely.
I think it was fun.
I love the sound effects. I love the music.
I'm glad we clarified that because
one lifeline.
Okay.
Did you ever watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
No, I get that. I know, but it wasn't explained to me. I didn't listen properly.
All right. So this sports test brought to you by our good friends at the Boathouse on Naples Bay. Visit the Boathouse on Naples Bay, overlooking the glistening waters of Naples Bay, and enjoy their terrific lunch, dinner, or their signature happy hour from 3 to 6. And we're going to do this every single Friday, and we're thrilled to be pairing up with the Boathouse on Naples Bay with Dave.
I don't know. Do we need to make the questions a little easier? I thought those were doable questions.
I thought they were pretty good. I feel like there should be like one.
A layup?
Fairly easy.
Well, I thought
that. Well, that was pretty easy.
I thought the Bregman-Altuve question was pretty easy. If you listened to the show yesterday.
If you're a casual fan. You would have got Altuve. I just like him. You had to think about the second one. Damian Lillard's replacement. I know it was in the news today. That's a tough one.
Well, all these were in our SportsCenter rundowns as well.
That's the other thing. If you got to, you got to listen because we're not going to like spring something on you on a Friday that we haven't mentioned all week. It'll be
right.
All right. Mentioned. But this is important because we're going to my picks at 4 o'clock. Right.
Yes.
Yes.
This just happened. The DC Defenders are training cornerback Bradley Sylvie. To the LA Wildcats for linebacker Anthony Johnson. Now, Sylvie scored in a pick six in the fourth quarter to seal the defenders' victory against the Dragons in week one, and Johnson's an LSU guy, was captain of the Wildcats, but was reportedly unhappy and hurt when the team fired defensive coordinator Pepper Johnson earlier this week. So there's that to consider.
Wow. Turmoil.
That could change.
Turmoil. Who's that with, Los Angeles?
Los Angeles. DC Defenders trading cornerback Bradley Sylve, S-Y-L-V-E, or Sylve, to the
Sylvie.
LA LA Wildcats for linebacker Anthony Johnson.
Wow. Chris, several texters going in said that they felt the questions were good.
Okay. All right.
Like they would have got two or three or all three.
It's a feeling out process. Yeah. You got to feel it out.
Some also suggested since the $75 was not achieved today, it should roll over into next week for $150. I don't know if it'll do that or not. But anyway, I thought those were very good.
I'll tell you, it will not do that.
We won't roll over.
No skin. It's not like a skin.
It's not. No, we're not skin. This isn't a golf match.
All right.
Very good. All right. It is Friday, the 4 o'clock hour. Our XFL pig skin picks are coming up next. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.